Hello again. In this month's Organ First Radio, some new CDs to tell you about, as well as a general mixture of both pipes and electronic organ music, past and present. So let's commence with news of the latest offering by one of our most hard-working all-round concert and recording organists, Howard Beaumont. It's always a pleasure to include anything that he produces because he always tries to be that little bit different in his choice of music by generally steering away from programme content that has often been done to death. This CD is titled Romantic Pipes, so you can get an idea of the content from that title, but lest you should think it's all about laid-back moonlight and roses music, nothing could be further than that. The Wurlitzer you're about to hear is the one from the Victoria Centre Howdenly Weir, which belongs to the North East Theatre Organ Association and originally commenced life in the New Victoria Cinema in Bradford, but now boasts 19 ranks of pipes and an added grand piano attachment. Anyway, for the next 8 minutes, sit back and enjoy this selection of tunes associated with singer Michael Bublé.
Thank you.
Well, I wonder if you got those titles. Moondance, Quando Quando, Crimea River and Georgia. Just one of 19 tracks on Romantic Pipes performed by Howard Beaumont on the Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre in Howdenly Weir. Well, Michael Bublé is not the only famous singer who's featured on this CD, which runs for a very generous 72 minutes, because there's also a nice selection of Dean Martin favourites, as well as some interesting film themes, including Ladies in Lavender, The Scent of a Woman, From Here to Eternity, The Phantom of the Opera, and The Impossible Dream, which of course comes from The Man from La Mancha. As ever, there are full details on the MSS Studio webpage, and I'll be returning to this CD later in the show today. Now, several months back, I received a very interesting recording from Australian organist Chris McPhee, and I've been waiting for an opportunity to feature it in the show. The recording was made on the Lowry Heritage model back in 1992, but it was one of those releases that I never got to hear about at the time. So let's spend a little time in Chris McPhee's company with this arrangement of Cornflakes. Portion of Cornflakes served up to us by Australian organist Chris McPhee, his first recording made back in 1992 when he was just 18 years of age. Now, most electronic organ fans will recall that tune as being one made famous by Klaus Wunderlich, and it gives me great pleasure to tell you that the long-awaited DVD, the story of this legendary organist, simply titled Wunderlich, is now available from MSS Studios. Now, there are two format versions, one being standard DVD and the other being in the higher quality Blu-ray format. With a running time of over an hour, which includes some bonus material, it tells the story of Klaus Wunderlich and his rise to stardom from the days when he was a simple rehearsal pianist at his local school. It's a fascinating insight into the world of this never-to-be-forgotten organist. But back now to Chris McPhee again, and another number which also formed part of Klaus Wunderlich's programme repertoire, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Thank you. Red Roses for a Blue Lady, played there by Chris McPhee on the Lowry Heritage back in 1992, a recording which I understand is no longer available, not even down under in Australia, where Chris comes from. Now, with last month's programme being 90% devoted to Klaus Wunderlich, I wasn't able to include any music that would have fitted in with the celebration of All Hallows' Evening. In other words, Halloween, a celebration observed in a number of countries on the 31st of October. So let's make amends right now with what I consider to be the most exciting version of Dance Macabre, a tone poem for orchestra written back in 1874 by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. For many years, there was a lot of controversy about the recording you're going to hear, but in the end, it was finally attributed to American organist Bob Hunter. Dance Macabre, originally released with the artist named as Georges Montalba, but that was in fact Bob Hunter at the Lauren Whitney Studio Robert Morden Organ, recorded back in 1957. And if you'd like to hear more of the fascinating story and the music, then just go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities number 17, and you'll find all the intrigue associated with that 70-year-old recording. Time now to have a look at a new compilation CD due for release later this month on the Not Now Music label. Spurred on by the interest in their series of Klaus Wunderlich releases and compilations, they're going to release a double CD called The Stage Collection, which features 35 recordings by Claudia Hirschfeld, the earliest of which goes back to 1999. But the bonus to this release is that Claudia has recorded 6 brand new tracks, especially for the occasion, one of which is You Raise Me Up.
Thank you.
You Raise Me Up, a song that has been recorded by more than 100 other artists, including Josh Groban, who popularised the song in 2003, and of course then the Irish band Westlife then doubled its popularity in the UK 2 years later. It was just one of six bonus tracks, the others being the very popular Waltz No. 2 by Shostakovich, the theme from Elvira Madigan, You'll Never Walk Alone, The Sabre Dance, and Schubert's Ave Maria. As I said, this is a compilation of just a few of Claudia's most popular tracks from many of her CDs, some of which are no longer in production. A full list appears on the MSS Organ First radio webpages, and of course, copies can be obtained there too. So, remaining with the double CD, the Stage Collection, let's go back to 2003 and her CD, which was titled Milestones. On it is this track, released in 2008 by the English heavy metal band Judas Priest, focusing on the 16th century writer Nostradamus.
Thank you.
Nostradamus and the preceding track You Raise Me Up, both taken from the new double CD, The Stage Collection, played by Claudia Hirschfeld and released this month. I mentioned missing out on the Halloween theme earlier in the show, and this next one most certainly would have been included. It comes courtesy of a number of recordings which Australian organist John Atwell kindly sent me after his recent short concert tour of the UK. It features John at the lovely George Wright Allen 318 EX Theatre Organ in the residence of William Schumacher, who lives in Terra Nova in New South Wales. The tune is titled I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, was composed back in 1932 by Victor Young, with lyrics written by Ned Washington and Bing Crosby. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, played there by John Atwell at the Allen Electronic Theatre Organ. I have to confess it came as a bit of a surprise to read in the current edition of Keyboard Cavalcade magazine that Brian Hazelby has decided to unplug his Tyrus 4 for the very last time, put it up for sale, along with speakers and pedalboard, and say tatty-bye to the rigours of touring the country, accepting organ club engagements. But with 50 years behind him as a professional musician, and that includes being in the military band of the 4th Queen's Own Hussars, solo piano at the Royal Pump Rooms in Leamington Spa, playing aboard cruise liners, being part of the famous Giraldo Orchestra, and a 12-year stint as musical director at La Reserve nightclub in Sutton Coldfield, there's very little else left for him but to sit back and enjoy some leisure time with his wife Pauline, who this year are both celebrating 58 years together. Undoubtedly, one of the many things that helped his name getting more widely known was his contract with Grosvenor Records, who did so much to put many organists' names on the world map. Reminding us of those days when Brian humped Versi instruments around with him, here's a couple of tunes featuring the Beta model with That Old Devil Moon and the Orion model with Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Thank you.
The sound of two Versi models there with the Old Devil Moon and Ghost Riders in the Sky, both played by Brian Hazelby. And once again, a happy retirement to Brian and his lovely wife, Pauline. Back again now to feature another track from the new CD by Howard Beaumont, which he recorded on the Wurlitzer in the new Victoria Centre in Haldenly Weir. Well, like Brian, Howard too has experience of playing on cruise liners, and so I guess this next tune is somewhat appropriate. The Caribbean Clipper. Clipper, with Howard giving the Wurlitzer percussion section a bit of a workout on his new CD, Romantic Pipes. Now, when it comes to bad weather in recent weeks, I guess we've come off very lightly compared with some countries, although we have had our share of the wet stuff. So, here's a little threesome in the form of Rhythm of the Rain, It Might As Well Rain Till September, and Raining in My Heart, all performed by David Last at the lovely little Wurlitzer in the Mechanical Music Museum and Bygones at Cotton near Stowmarket. Thank you. three-part rain medley played there by David Last. And with it, we're almost at the end of this month's show, which I sincerely hope you've enjoyed and that you'll join me here as often as you can for the best in pipes and electronic organ music on Organ First Radio. Well, as we're still sheltering from the rain in that last medley, let's remain under the umbrella as Gerry Allen and the trio take us out this month with Rhythm of the Raindrops. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.